We're kicking down this motherfucking door, and we're doing that.
Let's get into it. If there's anything that could be haunted, for sure that fucking chair's haunted.
Then again, the internet always wins. The internet always wins.
Searching around about this dock, I found...
Let's be frank, there's piss on the floor.
Was pulled out of power, and he was murdered by firing squad. I'll start huffing pain. Three dudes in a dock. That's the one.
That is what it's called.
Okay, welcome back for another week. This week we watched the 2009 doc directed by Doug Prey called Art and Copy about advertising. And I'm here with Mitch and Christian as always. Good day, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Hello.
Should have came in with a catchy catchphrase.
Yeah. Yeah. So
just do it.
One thing I really I really enjoy old marketing.
Old magazine marketing or TV or radio?
All of it. Oh. So
and they really objectified minorities and women.
The CIB,
it was like free porn. It was everywhere. Say
the CIBC, dumb bitch can't drive.
The CBC has a program, I believe, on weekends about like old advertising.
Oh, under the influence.
Yeah,
that's so sick.
Yeah,
I love
obviously
that.
It's a radio show, so you don't get the visuals, but yeah.
Like the host does such a good job, though.
Yeah, you feel
like you're right there.
Yeah, no, so, I love that show.
Along the same vein as this documentary.
Mm-hmm.
Have either of you guys watched Mad Men?
Oh yeah,
some of it.
The whole thing.
Yeah,
just the sex scenes.
Yeah, I guess. No, yeah, me too. I didn't actually watch the show.
I've seen some of it, and that era of advertising is cool, but then it gets weird because then you get into like
it gets too smart.
It gets too smart, but it also gets into like marketing geniuses that are like, hey, we're a cigarette company. And then at the end of the day, you're like, man, you fucking killed a lot of people to make a cool, like Camels, that ad was the coolest shit ever. So you look like, that's clearly marketing to kids. So like the guy, like if you're an ad agency, I don't know if you'd be like, I came up with the camel thing. Mm-hmm. Like that was me. You're like, oh, that's
Joe Camel.
Like you have a giant house. That's awesome. But like, that's kind of like some Sackler shit. Like you killed a lot of fucking people.
Yeah.
So it gets weird. But then you could say that like I came up with an awesome Coca-Cola ad and like you're just selling fucking sugar water. So you're like, I don't know, man.
Yeah.
It gets weird, but it's super cool.
Yeah.
Like it's insane.
So back in my initial foray into college, I applied to the advertising course at in college.
Cool.
Applied to it and Police foundations, and I took police foundations.
You're gonna be an advertising cop? That'd be sick.
Advertising cop.
What the fuck? I tried to imagine it. I came up with nothing.
But yeah, I took police foundations.
I'm not sure what you would enforce, but whatever.
But part of me is like, fuck, what? Like, I kind of wish I hadn't taken advertising. That would have been fun.
Yeah.
I think you have to be a little bit more artistic than I am, though.
I don't know. Like, they were talking about that. Yes and no.
You just, like, you could do it because it's sales, man. It's just like, if Christian and I are a big business and we're like, we have a new product and you come and just be like, this is the ad idea. And you'd be like, okay, let's go with Tyler
or
let's go with like Fuckface's idea. It's better. So that's what's cool. It's also funny to think that like those companies are so big and they have like, they've created something, but they're like, I don't know how to sell this thing.
Yeah.
And you're like, what the fuck are you? Yeah. Like, what are you doing? Like, we got to get some creative person in here.
So a good example is, at the very beginning of the doc, they're talking about brand of airlines and trying to figure out a way
had to have the craziest overhead,
a way to market it. And then like they're struggling. They kind of keep throwing at ideas. And this woman comes in, she's like, what's this in the garbage can? Yeah, no, this is it. And he's like, oh, okay.
Just paint the plane.
We had it the whole fucking time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
no more plain planes.
I wonder how long that airline lasted because like they had like four different color schemes.
Yeah.
The stewardess wore like space helmets, which if there was ever a Braniff airline that went down, those, oh my God, like we got 12 ladies with glass in their face. Like,
or like one sneeze.
Yeah.
You smash it.
And also you could smoke. You could smoke in airplanes at that time. So these ladies are just like in a fucking fishbowl.
So Braniff International Airways was founded in 1928.
Sick.
Holy fuck.
Yeah.
It was like the day after they made planes.
Yeah.
Orville and what's the other guy's name? Wilbur?
Redenbacher.
Yeah.
Orville and Wilbur were like, hey, this is the new thing called a plane. They're like, okay, this is a brand of International Airways.
We're gonna paint this we're gonna paint this piece of wood orange. It's gonna be sick.
International. We can't even fly international. We can fly 50 feet.
Well, no, that's like
it'll come.
The states just got unified, so international to them is going from like Oklahoma to like California. And they're like, that's fucking far.
And they ceased operations in 1982.
Oh.
Hmm. So
I mean, they were around for a while.
So
yeah,
it was called Braniff Airways Incorporated. It operated as Braniff International Airways from 1948 until 1965.
Imagine taking an international flight in 48.
And then Braniff, and then Braniff International from 65 until 82 when it closed.
Yeah, it was. I didn't really get the advertising though. I mean, it would have been different back then, but
it was just to get people to fly. And like, I think
it was flying cool, right?
Well, yeah, because it was boring.
Have you never seen the movie Soul Plane?
No.
What?
Buddy.
Oh, what the fuck?
Also, it's kind of a weird thing to market it because there would have been a whole generation that was like, I don't really want to get in a plane because the last time I got in one, I was getting shot at or I had to jump out over fucking Europe.
There's no
somewhere.
War. You're telling me there's
like,
no war.
Yeah, I'm not fucking getting in that fucking thing just because you painted it orange. Like, fuck off.
Oh, the stewardess is going to take her clothes off?
All right, I'll get in.
I'll get two tickets.
Yeah.
I'm coming back.
My wife can be in the back? Let's fucking roll.
I don't have to sit with her.
Yeah.
Soul Plane was like, it's a movie with Snoop Dogg and basically it's an airline. Oh.
They run an airline?
Yeah.
Holy
shit. What do you mean by they?
They like the crew, like Snoop Dogg and his friends run an airline?
They smoke a lot of weed. A TSA was all over it. They were not down.
Huh.
Yeah, it's...
there's a Middle Eastern guy that...
It's one of those great, like, late 90s, early 2000s comedy movies. Like, it's just off the wall. That
sounds like any awesome Snoop Dogg movie.
Sounds like
I'll pass. He sets the bar pretty high. Hmm. But yeah, it was... It's cool. Like advertising. Who the fuck was the dude who like the advertising for cigarettes? Like, I know I've told you that story. I forget who the guy was, but it's a famous story. How like women in the US didn't smoke. And then they're it was like during like the suffrage movement kind of like women's empowerment.
Oh, you can smoke too.
Yeah. And we're going to give these hot women a bunch of cigarettes, and then there's like protests is going to go around the corner, and then there's a bunch of these like hot independent women smoking.
Right.
And they're like, shit, we got to do that too. So like, it's that easy.
Mm. Also, not to kind of linger on Braniff International Airways, but
let's keep going.
Do you know the name of the guy who started Braniff?
Braniff? That was his last name?
His last name was Braniff, yeah.
Was he in... Oh, 20s.
Bilbo.
He was born in 1897.
Was it?
Yeah, so he could have, like, maybe he was in
it
the
was Paul
the first.
Revere.
What?
Yeah.
The fuck are you talking
about? Cool. Was Paul Revere Braniff.
Wow, I didn't know Paul Revere was that old.
I feel like that's a cop-out.
Paul Revere was way older.
I know. You know, also, Paul Revere went from, like, here, like, a couple blocks, and there was a black guy that went, like, way farther in American history. Was like... Paul Revere's our man. You're like, God damn, that's fucked up.
Advertising.
He was just kind of like, the British are coming. This black guy's like, no, they're fucking coming, guys. It's like, we need to get our shit. And the white guy told us.
That is advertising, isn't it?
It is. I thought about this earlier today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
History,
something
man.
Like, well, yeah, that's a good enough example. Why not?
Yeah.
Advertising has changed, I think. Well, not advertising, sort of, branding. And products and companies has changed, I would think, to be, they're not selling you just this product. Cause like
it's an idea.
Yeah, exactly. It's an idea, but more, like more on the nose. It's a lifestyle that, if there's a candle commercial, everything in that set likely, that candle sits on a coffee table.
Yeah.
There's a lamp behind it. There's like a sundial thing. Little like architecture sculpture in the background.
You know that person that would have that candle.
No, not that. That these companies, like they're multifaceted companies that like Yankee Candles.
Yeah.
I wouldn't
but okay.
I wouldn't guess does just candles. I would think that they also do home decor. So when you see that candle sitting on that coffee table, everything else there you know, you can buy also from like fucking HomeSense or whatever, any like home decor company. So when you see an ad for something, or when you see a product, it's usually linked together thematically with other things that that company can sell you.
Yeah.
And now they have outfitted your whole fucking home,
yeah,
which is essentially one part of your lifestyle. And if that company also does commercial stuff, you can like inject it into your business as well. If you're a business owner, if you're in a position to do those sorts of things,
yeah,
you'll outfit your car with this kind of shit. Like, I think it's not so much that they sell you a product now, they sell you the lifestyle that all their products can help make for you. And it's not just about selling you products. It's about selling you everything.
Yeah. So that's why you got to get people young, man. And then they have their whole life.
Yeah, exactly. Like sports equipment, like Adidas, Nike, all that Under Armour shit. It's the same fucking thing. Now they sell underwear and now they sell track pants.
Whereas really?
They used to just sell. What did Under Armour used to sell?
Under Armour was like just a. Under Armour's kind of a cool story. Well, I mean, Nike, you could say, is a cool story.
It's basically just Lycra, though.
Phil Knight started it himself. But Under Armour, I think, was like a husband and wife.
No, not in that sense. Like, Under Armour used to just sell, like, sports.
Oh, yeah, I think it was like first layer shit.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was like stretchy.
I mean,
like,
fucking look at Carhartt,
briefs,
dude.
Briefs and shirts and stuff.
Carhartt had to be like, wait, who's buying our stuff?
Yeah. Like Twitch streamers? What the fuck?
Yeah.
20-year-old white girls?
Yeah. I thought, like, this is our construction force? Like, no, I'm not getting dirty. Oh, so you're still going to buy our product? Like, okay. It's also funny, too, because, like, Carhartt stores in the U.S. that is, like, made in America. I found one or two pieces in that store that were, like, made in the U.S.
The rest was just made in China.
It's, like, made in, like, Bangladesh or some shit. So you're like, fuck yeah, America. That's sick.
That shit does not surprise me anymore.
So let me...
Not at all.
Let me ask you guys each, do you have a favorite, like, commercial?
Yes.
Growing up?
Oh, yeah. Like, do you mean, like, TV or, like, do I have a favorite ad?
Favorite ad. Yeah.
Yes, I do. I have a favorite ad. It changed my fucking life.
And lay it on me.
I've been impressed and pissed every time I think about it.
Yeah.
It was actually in here in Belleville. It was a bus stop, and it was just a blank white space with a phone number, and it said, "You just proved this ad worked." I was like, "You son of a bitch!"
Yeah,
I did. Fuck me. That's amazing.
Did you call the number?
No, I didn't.
Well, the ad didn't fucking work.
13.
You should have called and been like, "It worked," and they're like, "What?" And you just hung up.
Son of a bitch! It worked.
Yeah, I remember seeing like old commercials. Like, there was one with like a hot sauce or something with a bull. Also, another ad that I like, a print ad. That the first time I saw it, it like shocked me and I laughed and I was like, fuck yeah, was in Belleville. They used to have it.
Oh my God.
Now I believe it's where you live, sir.
No.
The big old sign on the church that said, abortion stops a beating heart. And I was like, fuck yeah, that is crazy.
Yeah.
So I'm like, who the fuck? Like, oof, okay, that's... Yeah. I guess that, I don't know if the ad worked on me, but I was like, Jesus, okay. Yeah,
that's pretty wild.
That's what they were advertising, Jesus.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess fucking so.
Gross. I'm going to give you a little
sick. Fuck yeah, buddy. This one's so good.
Oh.
I don't know if you've...
That's another ad, right?
Yeah.
Dude, we're getting that Michael's money, yo. Fucking A and Dubs.
You know what? I thought it was linked to the board.
Whoop, whoop.
But it doesn't seem to be.
Oh, damn.
Technical diff.
Yeah.
Oh, well. This is why we need that producer. If you're a producer and you want to work for absolutely no money, call.
We'll give you money in theory.
You can show up.
Yeah, this was like the don't lick just random pill.
Don't ruin it.
Oh,
just you wait.
Do you know this ad?
The don't lick ad?
No, like the little blue people.
No, I have no idea what this is.
How?
Okay.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So
I was too busy walking around aimlessly in downtown Belleville looking at bus stops.
I was too busy building up my gang.
This was like, as a child of the 80s in Canada, like this was a staple.
Yeah, it's true.
Was it like locally or was this like a national commercial?
This was a national commercial.
I got another one we got to look up.
Okay.
Why do you think your mommy or daddy are always telling you, don't put that in your mouth? Let's find out.
Hi, kids.
Why are we on Calbee
television anyway?
We're here to tell a little story about why you shouldn't put things into your mouth when you don't know what they are, and why you should never take anything a stranger tries to give you.
Why not?
Because if you ate somebody else's medicine, some bad food, or some poison, you could get very sick.
Ugh! I don't want to be sick!
And that's why before you eat anything, you should always ask someone you love if it's okay.
Okay, I love you. Can I eat the guitar?
No, but you can help me sing a song about eating things that don't belong inside you.
Okay, I wasn't really hungry anyway. Well, wait, maybe a little bit.
Okay, everybody. If you see something that you want to eat before you do anything, remember this song.
Don't you put it in your mouth. Don't you put it in your mouth. Don't you stuff it in your face.
I've seen
it
the other day.
Don't stuff it in your face. Though it might look good to eat.
To his wife.
It might look good to eat. And it might look good to taste. And it might look good to taste. You could get sick. Ick. Real quick. Ick.
If you
real
put a sick, dick.
Ick. Don't you put it in your mouth.
Remember the robot kid, too? He's like running around and he gets his arm ripped off. And then he's like, I'm a robot. I can get my arm fixed, but you can't. And it was like a Warriors commercial.
Yeah, I do remember that one.
It made me play more cautiously. So I was like, whoa, what the fuck?
That was brutal.
That was like a staple of Canadian children's.
They need to run that commercial again. And no then way, at the man. End, it's like sponsored by Procter & Gamble.
Right. Yeah.
Nambla. Yeah. What? Because if you put it in your mouth.
But they should run the commercial in reverse.
Literally, like that.
Put it back in your face.
I haven't seen that ad in
20 years.
Yeah, I haven't.
Probably 30 years. I'm 38 years old now. Mm. Probably the last time I saw one was like eight years old.
8 year old Tyler's like, fuck, that was a fucking good commercial. And that like, shit hits home, yo.
I wasn't even like, buying nothing.
Yeah. Hey, mom, do not put anything in your mouth.
I could go to a friend of mine and say, hey, remember the commercial with the blue guys about putting, and then I bet you 99% of them would be able to be like just bust out in the song.
Don't you put?
Yeah.
And then there's this one.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. There's two.
Are we
two?
Just reliving your fucking childhood through TV? What's going on
this
right
one,
now?
This one's hilarious. So
this like, isn't fair.
I mean, the old pot ones were hilarious. When you like break an egg and then it's like, this is you when you smoke marijuana. And the kid's like fucking dying and you're like, what the fuck is going on?
So like this one is more memorable because we made fun of it. Like,
it was a bad commercial?
Suicide commercial. Look at these weak-minded children.
I don't know
children.
If it was bad, but it's just just hilarious to listen to.
Informational video on acne.
Oh.
What?
It only played a...
Oh, my God.
Well, people don't see the real me, right? They just see my acne problem. People think that I eat too many chocolate bars or that I don't wash my face. Yeah, I try to...
That line, people think I eat too many chocolate bars, was like a whole inside joke for my whole childhood.
They'd
always say, people think I eat too many chocolate bars.
Yeah. What part of Canada is this kid from, anyways? Do we know?
I would say he's French.
The border. Oh, really? I definitely thought he was Spanish.
Yeah. Is those French? Oh, he's speaking Creole. He's like, I don't remember acne. Okay.
Chocolate. No.
I like chocolate.
But like, it's just crazy how like, you know.
Yeah. Sometimes they hit home.
Well, and there's, you know, not too many things I remember from being a kid. Like distinctively. Like I could
describe. You played a lot of football, right?
I could describe like to a T to you or like.
Yeah,
you know, like a certain jingle,
like really, actually clear memories.
Oh yeah.
I'm sure that's fucked up to some generation. That like the only thing I really remember from my childhood is television.
Advertising.
Like, that's fucked up. But you're just like we were kind of the first somewhat generation where it was just like pounded in your face.
Yeah,
and daily.
It's not just,
and it's just gotten worse.
It's not just TV advertising. Like some of like the best advertising was from Nintendo in the 90s.
Later in the doc, I can't remember. His name, for anyone listening, Tyler didn't watch it, so I can't ask him for help here. But he was in San Francisco. He worked with Chiat Day, and then eventually he took over, and he was like a surfer bum, essentially, for his whole adolescence and then like early adulthood. And he he took over as like chief creative officer and like international development or something. Like he's essentially the guy.
Mm-hmm.
He's the Don Draper of his little ad thing in San right. Francisco. And he said that, at this point, everything is advertising, and that, fuck, was this where I was going to go?
Yeah.
This what? Is where I was going to go.
Just the fuck? Confidence in you.
Do we?
Yes.
Yeah.
Did you just have a stroke?
Maybe. I don't know. But anyways, that's essentially what he was saying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
so that was a cool office.
Do you guys remember like Nintendo's advertising in the 90s?
Not
maybe
really.
Not Christian.
No.
Not really. No. Maybe if I saw them.
Oh, so like they're always on Reddit. Like people will post on like the gaming subreddit.
Yeah.
Like pictures from like Nintendo Power magazine.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Stuff like that.
They had their own magazine.
What?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
I never had a Nintendo system.
I used to subscribe to Nintendo Power.
Yeah.
Like religiously.
Yeah.
Read that shit. But anyways, man, Nintendo's advertising in the 90s was extremely sexualized.
Really?
Oh, it's insane.
Mm-hmm.
Like
just a naked girl playing Nintendo.
No, so like the one I can remember pretty vividly, it was like
got her up there in the spank bank.
It's like a guy sitting on the corner of a bed. Ooh. Playing Game Boy.
Okay.
And there's a girl like in lingerie, basically laying on the bed, like telling the guy to come. He's focused on the Game Boy.
Huh. Man, they really saw that. They're like, this is gonna be a problem.
They made the problem. Yeah. Oh shit.
Yeah. So
what a funny way. Like, what are you saying in that ad? That like, there's this like a super hardcore nerd is like, I remember that scenario.
Game Boy's better than sex is what they're saying.
Oh yeah. I mean, that's a pretty sick move.
Man. Yeah.
It is kind of cool that sex can sell anything. Like you could have sex sell a fucking kid's toy and you're like, that's pretty weird.
If you have the chance. Yeah. Go look up at like old Nintendo's advertising.
That's cool.
Nintendo
I wonder if they're just cause they're not a North American company and they're just like, fuck it. Like we're just going to do it. Cause you think, I don't know if a North American company would have done that.
Well, I think this was Nintendo USA that's making these ads.
Yeah. But ultimately it's a Japanese company, right? Couldn't they be like, hey.
They might have.
No, but it's just a different market.
It's a different demographic.
Yeah. So they, okay.
Yeah. And like, who knows what kind of shit they ran in Japan.
Oh yeah.
They like probably.
Well, Japanese ads are insane. Probably 10 times more insane.
Buy a copy of Mario and get used panties. You're like, that's cool. Look at that.
This is the CEO's daughter's panties. She's just putting on underwear, taking them out,
Okay.
I wore these.
But like just talking about 90s advertising, I think 90s advertising when it jumped the shark, like if you remember like TV commercials from the 90s, like they were fucking wild.
Yeah.
Like just over the top, like just like Nerf gun ads, stuff like that.
Yeah. A lot of screaming, a lot of heavy guitar.
Oh yeah.
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 And then even though like, shit with kids, cause like the Nickelodeon MTV, it's just like bright colors and all this shit moving and the bald guy who sold MTV, like that was a cool fucking story.
Mm.
How they're like, we just like, he went to MTV or no, MTV went to him. Anyways, how it worked. He was like, we need a rock star. And they're like, you can't get one. Like everyone hates like big corporations. And he's like, you just need a rock star. And then like, he's like, we got Mick Jagger. And you're like, fuck, at the 80s, like I could see how, or 90s, that like Rolling Stones wasn't what they were. Sort of like, you get Mick Jagger. And then he's like, everyone else got Mick, like got it. And then
MTV,
MTV
was like early 80s.
Yeah.
It was like 82, 83.
Yeah, so then, I guess it was around then. And then someone, was it like the cable company, called them and was like, pull this fucking ad off of TV because like we're getting thousands of calls. Also, we'll take MTV. And he's like, wait, I thought you wanted it. And he's like, yeah, get the fucking ad off. But like, we'll take, cause like I'm getting thousands and thousands of calls. So I'm not stupid that like, that's going to make us money. So get it the fuck in here. And then he's like, and then MTV was MTV. And you're like, damn. I wonder if that guy was like, we'll do this deal. I want 1% off of the font, or like how he ever worked at the deal where like, you're just like, dude, you made so much fucking money.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's, or like the hammer guy with the Apple thing. Like if that guy's like, I did that ad for $1,000, you're like, you dumb son of a bitch.
No way.
Yeah, like I want not even half a percent. Yeah,
I think like ads have always been expensive.
Yeah, yeah. Like they well, used when you to think be, about it, because you have the power, and like you're moving
yeah.
idea. Like you're not gonna pay me $1,500. Like,
yeah. Oh, like the Tommy Hilfiger story.
Yeah.
That's, I think it was that same bald guy
who yeah.
did MTV. He did Tommy Hilfiger.
Yeah.
Tommy Hilfiger was literally nobody. Like his business hadn't even really like turned a profit yet. This advertising guy, I can't remember his name, Bill Lois or something. Anyways,
I think that was it. Yeah.
He was contacted by Tommy Hilfiger and he was like, look, you like, if you have good clothes, I will advertise the shit out of you. If you have shit clothes, fucking walk out the door right now, because the ad that we're going to do is either going to, it's going to break you overnight or it's going to make you overnight. Mm-hmm. So his ad was just a white billboard and it said, the four great fashion designers or clothing designers for men are
American
clothing designers for men are. And then it was just the first letter of each. It was like,
no, he initially it was like their name. So it put like Perry Ellis, Calvin Klein, two other ones,
Ralph Lauren.
Yeah. And then he's like, I can't do that. But then they and just then did
Tommy Hilfiger. At yeah. the bottom. But, I don't know if they ran their full names.
No, they just ran like Calvin Klein. It was just C and then
dash 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 blank blank blank.
So yeah. you could like fill in it. And then at the yeah. bottom it was TM and everyone's like, who the fuck's Tommy Hilfiger?
Yeah.
And the guy's like, yeah, overnight it blew up.
Yeah. Cause it's one of those things where you advertise yourself to be like, you're essentially just, mm-hmm. flat out bragging.
Fake it till you make it.
Exactly.
And then Kristen, do you know what Tommy Hilfiger said after he made it?
I thought about that immediately.
So did I. And Haley's like, what are you talking about? And I was like, oh, there's a famous quote that he said.
Yeah.
I don't make clothes for black people.
Yeah. If I had known that black people would buy my clothes, I would have never done this.
Good job, Tommy.
How wild is that? Yeah. Oprah Winfrey like gave away a bunch of clothes to, I think, her audience.
Imagine that's what did it. And he's like, no.
I think that is what did it.
Oh, that's fucked up.
Yeah.
It's like, I wanted to outfit the clan, God damn it.
Yeah. Like she gave away like jeans and shirts and underwear and socks and shoes and everything that they did. Like she gave
this is
each
not-
member of the audience, like a whole outfit. And then like it exploded into like the black community. And he was
it's
like,
not FUBU. God damn it.
Yeah. If I had known, I would have never done this. How fucking crazy is that?
That's cool. So, yeah.
I have a,
what a cool guy.
I have a Tommy Hilfiger wallet. I found it. It was left at, place I worked at.
Took the ID out?
No, there's nothing. There's nothing. It was just a wallet.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is Kismet. This was meant for me to find. So,
Kismet?
Yeah.
What the hell's Kismet?
Kismet is just like, it's meant to be.
Serendipitous?
Yeah. Hmm. So my initials, TH, Tommy
Oh,
Hilfiger.
Yeah. Oh.
The year Tommy Hilfiger started was?
When you were born?
1985. So it says TH 1985. I was like, it's like it's monogrammed for me.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
That's awesome. The only thing that's wrong, it says New York.
Yeah, have you been to New York?
I have been to New York.
I wasn't born there.
Fuck
it.
Yeah. I wasn't born in New York.
Throw it away. Whatever.
Yeah, that was a crazy story. Because even Tommy Hilfiger was like, man, I can't put my name amongst these greats. And the guy was basically like, you want to fucking make money? So just shit the fuck up and let me do this. And like, okay.
You have to. You're either going to spend millions of dollars
and years and years.
Or I can do it for you by tomorrow.
Yeah.
Like we can do one billboard.
Yeah.
You will be.
Yeah.
Like, and you'll be up there with them. You'll sell $1 million worth of clothes. And he did.
I knew this story because it's kind of like a famous fucked up story, but like the Just Do It. Like, did you know about that? Yeah. Mm. So the Just Do It thing was there was a guy that was on getting electrocuted in like Oklahoma. Where was it?
He was getting shot.
Okay. But somewhere in the Midwest.
In the States, somewhere. Yeah. He and was then, set to like be executed by firing squad.
Yeah.
That's so the like, second time I've said that on this podcast.
Your last words. And he's like, let's do it. And the ad guy was like, whoa, I saw that. And was like, I like the do it part. So like, what? And then Nike was kind of like, we can't have that story out there that our fucking campaign that we still run with was a guy who was like, let's do it. Fucking shoot me in the fucking face.
In a weird way, that is, it's one ad that I don't inherently detest. I really fucking hate advertising. But that one's weird. Like the
just do it.
Just do it.
Yeah.
It's,
I mean, as an active brand, it's so fucking good. Cause you're like, yeah, just shut up and go do,
just Just do it.
As
just a phrase. Like it's almost become a kind of like three word. It is just three words, right?
Yeah.
It's like a three word mantra.
Yeah.
Like it's just, you can chant that to yourself and like, it really would be kind of empowering that you knew it was Nike or that you're doing it for or from them has nothing to do with it.
Yeah.
Just that those words exist now with the connotation. Well, it's not even the connotation. Those words could exist in like fucking JFK could have said them.
Mm-hmm.
It still hits. Now, the guy in the grassy knoll did. But yeah.
The guy in the like, let's the second do shooter this. Was like,
you ready?
The guy in just the CIA. Yeah.
So it's a strangely powerful phrase and that it was, put forward for sport and for like athleticism or just activity is all the more better.
Yeah, like I don't know, like Adidas or any of those. Like, what's Adidas? Like little, like they don't have a thing like that, do they?
No.
It's like one day
I dream about sex. I don't know. That's all I know. Yeah. Adidas for.
Once we're Nazis.
Once we're Nazis.
Or like Puma. Yeah, like I don't know any of those companies that have like that. Just that, like those two or three letters or words that are just like, poof. Like you don't even have to say. You could just be like, just do it, and they'd be like, "Are you talking about Nike?"
Mm-hmm.
And like, that's fucking crazy.
Yeah, I mean, they've also had what 50 years of marketing.
Yeah, they had market. Yeah,
like massive advertisements, and they've existed so far. But I think that like, you have a product that can sell. Like you're new to the game.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that sportswear was a thing though, like in the 60s,
not
even in the 70s,
it kind of was, but not
like
really.
The new spandex thing. But that was
because like Adidas and Puma and Converse had been around for like fucking Chuck Taylor was a fucking professional tennis player in like 1910 or some shit.
Holy shit,
I don't know if it's that old, but they've been like there was, but it was just like, no, that's what they like. It's not like, I don't think, I don't know. I mean, if we could afford it, I guess you could have, but. I just don't think there was like as big like sports stores and like as common like people. If you were an athlete, you were active, and then like if you weren't an athlete, you just
wore whatever,
smoked cigarettes, and drank, and died when you're 40.
Yeah. Oh well.
So
good 40 though.
Yeah, hard living, baby.
Long 40. Yeah, but I think Nike was maybe one of the first on the scene. Like, yes, there was Puma and Adidas. Those two are like interestingly linked. They were brothers.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That's cool. Was Puma like, hey man, this Nazi shit's crazy.
I don't want to misremember and like make up something that sounds ridiculous, but I kind of think Adidas is it's the whole name of one of the brothers, Adidas.
Okay.
German. I think it's both their names put together.
Oh yeah, I think it is. Yeah, it's the first couple of letters of each of their names. And then one of the brothers was not happy with how it was being handled, so he split and made Puma.
Hmm.
Yeah, anyways. But I think Nike was probably the first of its kind out there at like the early 80s, late 70s. I don't really know when Nike was like really popping off.
I think it was the 80s because one of their like big first contract was like Michael Jordan, and they didn't really sign him for a lot, because there was dudes before that were like Nike approached, and the guys were like, "No, I'm not. Fuck off."
Mm-hmm.
And then Michael Jordan came along, and then
Nike started in '64
okay.
as Blue Ribbon Sports.
Oh, so like sort of technically not Nike then.
No,
I just mean like the Nike that we know today. Like
it officially became Nike on May 30th, 1971.
Okay, yeah, so not very long.
And it takes its name from Nike, the god,
Greek goddess.
Yeah, Greek goddess of victory.
Yeah, so, yeah. I think Nike, I'm in the midst of designing or helping design a logo for a pipe band here in the area. And it's difficult to imagine, at least just the logo, because like the Nike swoop is pretty fucking iconic. But the Nike brand, like if you think of Under Armour, not a great fucking logo, honestly.
What, the U and the A?
I think the logo's great.
I think the U and the A, and that it looks like a super conceptualized like person with their arms up and their legs slightly spread. Sure, I guess.
Oh, yeah. Why don't you? That's why you don't like it?
No, it just doesn't tell you anything. Like, if you didn't know Under Armour, you'd be like, what the fuck is this?
You'd be like, what the fuck is that?
That's exactly what I'm getting at.
Think people would with Nike?
No, they wouldn't. Oh. Like, I guess this is what I'm saying, is that with designing a logo or with advertising a logo once designed, it's difficult to imagine it, to pretend that it is everywhere. It's everywhere. It's on my sweater right now. It's on like the faceplate of your hat. Like, it's on a t-shirt or like a badge on a polo sweater shirt.
Yeah.
It's difficult to imagine your logo, or at least like the symbolism of your brand being everywhere already, to imagine it, in the future. Like, say in 5 years, you just say, fuck it, we're going with it. It's going to be these three letters with a circle wrapped around it. That's it. Okay, just go for it.
Yeah.
Now in 5 years, if you don't market yourself, that's a piss poor logo because no one knows it.
Yeah.
And if they do see it, they don't know what the fuck it is. So if you advertise the living shit out of this thing, it's a good logo. But if you don't, it's a shitty logo. So Nike Swoop, shitty fucking logo. What even is it? Like, regarding sport, regarding the Greek goddess of victory, regarding the word Nike, or that it's even sports.
Mm-hmm.
I have no fucking idea. Like, that would be a cool like car hood emblem if it was going the right direction, but like, what the fuck? Right. Yeah. But it's all in how you market yourself, and it's how much money you throw at advertising. Cause Nike used to never exist, and now it's one of the biggest companies in the world, but how do they do it?
That's I think they didn't
make $10 million worth of that product.
You can say that about any logo. Like,
exactly.
Air Canada's logo is just a maple leaf with a circle around it.
Exactly. But it's everywhere. But that's marketing. That's not because they made 100,000 planes and they just started flying them. That's literally what Tesla did. But that's strange. That's where the lifestyle switch happens, in that it used to be, there wasn't really a logo like back in like the 20s, 30s. There wasn't
a good product. Was a good product.
Yeah,
But I think there was a logo.
There was, man. Yeah. Ford was pretty fucking huge.
No, of course. There's always logos, but I think Ford was one of the first to ever really do it. Like, guild stamps used to be how it was done. The Queen's face, Julius Caesar's face on a fucking coin.
I feel like General Electric and P&G were one of the first too, because they were like
General Electric doing for everything. Sure. Yeah. Their logos never changed,
which is pretty awesome.
But same with Ford.
Yeah,
same, like GMC, Chrysler. There's always been those stupid wings, but this is a part of it, is that those guys have 150 years to lean on of like cultural injection.
Yeah.
This new pipe band logo, nothing to lean on. Pipe bands are not popular. We want to sell shirts and sweaters and shit. We also want to get booked for gigs, but like, how sounds the fuck like do you do that?
Sounds like a shitty business proposal, buddy.
It is. It's super difficult.
Quit the band. Just quit them. Quit the band.
I gotta hire Bill Lois. That's
listen, you motherfuckers. Yeah. Like,
you know who would do good though, is that
no, I want that bald guy. He's awesome. He's like, I want advertising to grab you by the nuts and fucking make you come. And I'm like, fuck yeah, this guy's awesome.
Advertise to me. Advertise to me.
Let's go, baby.
That fucking the guy who did the Reagan campaign.
Man, those political ads were in fucking tense.
Yeah. Sometimes you see a bear in the woods.
Yeah.
You sometimes, shit.
Sometimes you don't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You better vote.
What the hell are we talking about? I mean,
that was like
about?
The P. Diddy shit. And I was like, vote or die. And you're like, what the fuck?
Yeah. But yeah.
Political campaigns are awesome.
I think embedding yourself in the current culture is that is advertising. Having a really good, snappy ad. Yeah, it's important for sure. But that's kind of like how you start the fire. But after that, you have to keep advertising,
because
you can't just stop and be like, oh, we nailed it. And
it's then crazy now because it's also
$1 billion.
You need to, especially now, like, have an actual product that's good. Because in like the 60s and shit, you could just be like, this is the best car ever. Like the one with like the Gremlin, when it was like, you could beat the shit out of this thing.
Yeah.
I'm terrible with
the Rebel.
I'm terrible with fucking car history, but I think the Rebel was like a notoriously dangerous car. And this commercial is like, you could beat the shit out of it and do whatever. So it was like, they had an inferior product and then like, fucking sell the thing. So now that ad would run like once and they'd be like, this car fucking sucks. Or there'd be like shit online about like, no, these new Nike shoes fall apart. Well, like, Nike shit now.
So like, you're talking about cars, like, and you mentioned Tesla earlier. Like, Tesla doesn't advertise. Like,
yeah, exactly. Isn't that strange?
Yeah.
They have the internet and they also have Elon Musk who won't shut the fuck up. And they also have SpaceX.
But
so like they sent a car to space with their own which is advertising, rocket.
But then they don't have commercials. And,
but I can't fucking see that car. No. Like there was one post on Twitter and then we're done. They let it circulate.
Oh, he's not a man now. He's a they.
I don't even.
That'd be so sick.
The reason I bring this up is right now, like they're selling the Cybertruck.
Yeah.
Which, no ads though, right?
But they did have kind of like they were.
I saw an ad. Joe Rogan shot an arrow at it.
It
was on his podcast.
They revealed it on at a show or something.
Yeah, like a car show. Yeah.
And he's like, "Oh, you can't break the windows," and he goes and smashes the window and it breaks.
Oh, I remember that. Yeah.
Oops.
And right now, like, so people are saying that they've bought one. They're showing pictures, and it's made horribly.
Mm.
It's like It looks like a high school student got some pieces and like put it together.
Huh.
And they have a clause in their purchase agreement that you cannot sell it within the first year.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
You're just sitting on this thing.
But like high end car companies do that. Like that's not an uncommon thing.
Yeah, but this is just a regular truck. This is just a consumer.
Yeah, but it's still a fucking Tesla. So like,
yeah, I guess
Ford could do that. Like the new Corvettes, I think, are like that. Like if you go to buy a new Corvette, you can't turn around and sell it within the calendar year because you could flip it for way fucking more and GM and be like, hey, fuck you, we're not getting that money.
Yeah.
So if you buy this, you got to sit on it.
Isn't that weird though that like I can go and buy a Corvette at MSRP, turn around and sell it for more?
Dude, I think it's beyond fuck that like we
could
go.
Who's the guy that buys it for more? Wouldn't I just go to the dealer?
Yeah.
Like, I got a brand new one.
They don't have them.
That you didn't fart in.
But like, dude, we could buy, if you could, like, I can afford a Ferrari and like, I want to paint it fucking yellow. Yeah. And they'd be like, no. And then they take it back from you. You're like, I bought it. I should be able to buy this Ferrari and blow it up in my fucking front yard.
Yeah.
And like, no, you painted it wrong. That's no good.
I mean,
what the fuck?
To a degree.
Yeah, because there's people that like fuck with the. So you're like, I get it, because you're like fucking with the product.
Yeah. Because like they don't advertise either. Ferrari, Lamborghini, Bugatti, like they don't.
Yeah, they don't. Why would they need to?
They don't advertise. What the fuck they do that for? But
yeah.
Those cars themselves are an ad. Like you see a Ferrari on the 401.
Yeah.
It just. Like, you don't see that shit every day.
Yeah, so that's like the model of Tesla, right? You see one and they're like, oh shit, I got to get one of those.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
I've never seen a Ferrari and being like, what a piece of shit. I've never done that. I don't know. Lamborghini.
It is weird with certain things. How just like the shape and how it looks and then it like sounds. Yeah. You're just like.
It's just so different.
What do you think that was back in the day? Like a super nice horse? Where you're like, oh, fuck.
Oh, that back in the day?
Yeah. Yeah. Or like a sick ass made fucking chariot. Where you're like, dude.
Those Arabian horses that look like they're like gold.
Oh, yeah. Like,
I don't know why, but I want to fuck that thing. And I'm not sure why.
I think that fucking goober gender guy.
What?
Also wants to. The leader of Turkmenistan.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that guy.
Yeah, Gabagooli.
Yeah, he's cool. Yeah. I think it was probably that.
I don't know. Clothes, for sure.
You think so? Some guy just rolled up in purple and they're like, fuck.
I mean like the material, like that shiny horse coat.
Yeah.
Silk, for sure. Like you wear a silk suit somewhere, you could see that shit like from 100 meters away in broad daylight.
Yeah, that'd be pretty funny.
Yeah. Oh, everyone else is just wearing like shitty mud covered wool.
Dirt.
And like it smells like fucking sheep shit. But that guy walks up and like slick, shiny.
Call me Mr. Ferrari.
Yeah.
What's up?
Yeah, it was probably clothes way back then.
Yeah.
You see it and it's just so strikingly different that you've maybe even never seen anything like this in your life.
Yeah.
Or gold, real gold.
Yeah.
Like gold cladding on an old carriage or something.
That's what they're like, it's weird in advertising because it's like in the 60s, there's like full page like ads and like really, really wordy. And it's almost like it just brought everyone like up to speed. And now you just like you cut all that and you just have like the small, like minimalist and you still know what it is.
Yeah.
That's weird. It was like as a society, were you just like trained to like.
Yeah. Well, this is, I think, the change. Not only do people read less, which is another whole fucking scary thing, but. I see this a lot in the LCBO magazine in that there are basically no fucking words on your ad.
It's just pictures?
It is just pictures. Sick. With the name of the thing that you're selling. Like,
give me that.
Like Hennessy liqueur or cognac. Or is Hennessy cognac?
You gonna talk shit on Hennessy right now, motherfucker?
I just don't know what it is.
I think it's a cognac, yeah.
So it's just like the word of the logo Hennessy down in the bottom right-hand corner, and then it's just a guy sitting in front of a fireplace. Like, your back is to him, yeah, and he's got a glass, and the fire's like twinkling through his glass of Hennessy. And it just, it doesn't say any, I mean, it says volumes, but it doesn't literally have words to tell you what's up about new Hennessy shit.
That's why, like, 60s ads are awesome, because they would have been, like, a whole fucking story of, like, this guy's background, and, like, he came home after the war. And, like,
yeah, now, exactly.
Yeah, you're like, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, very much so.
Like, the Marble, have you ever seen any, like, old Marble Man commercials?
No. I think they were probably so fucking cool.
But that's another, you're like, God damn, you made cigarettes so fucking cool.
Yeah.
But this is weird. But he was, like, telling a whole story.
Now you just... It's like a comic book, right? Like, comic books were weird before the golden age. Like, it's called like the silver age and the bronze age of comics, like when they were really, really wordy, really poorly drawn, absolutely zero perspective. And they gave you things that were not very pertinent to the story. Like, you'd have your character like wake up out of bed and you see him yawning. Oh, great. That's pretty normal. But then you'd see him like walking to work. There'd be a panel where he's just
walking
on the street.
Yeah.
Like, there's bricks and a sidewalk and he's in motion. You're like, what the fuck is this? Like, I know he's going to work. He does this every fucking week. Just get there. Or like, if something happens on the way to work, like you slip on a banana peel, don't show me him walking to work and then slipping. Just go straight to the slipping part. Yeah.
Was this comic book called The Everyman? And it's just
maybe
just going to work no, and coming home.
In the golden age of comics, perspective was added so that there was like a lot of really, really well drawn art, like very dynamic pictures full of movement. And the movement was pretty naturally drawn most of the time. But they shifted from giving you lots and lots of information over the course of a bunch of uniformly gridded out patterns, like three square, like a 9x9, like a tic-tac-toe grid. They'd all be perfectly square, perfectly the same size. They would just fit the thing in there. They would cut down perspective and they would draw it shittier so that they could fit it in this gridded thing. Comics changed in the silver, late silver, and then into the golden age, into being essentially like climax after climax. That if there was a robbery, like say the Batman thing, Batman's parents get killed by Joe Chill, they would have like super, super big in full color, like the close up, the end of the barrel of that gun. And then you'd have his whole, Joe Chill's the person holding the gun. They'd have him all blacked out and just his eyes, but no pupils, just like little white angry slits. And then after that, you'd have Martha. Is her name Martha? Martha and Wayne,
Thomas,
like falling back. And then like there's a white flash and there's pearls flying everywhere. And they're in the alley and there's reflections out of the puddles, like crazy fucking climactic shit. And it would go from climax to climax. And I think advertising now, at least this brief example, like the LCBO magazine, I think it's the same thing. Is that,
oh, I could see that.
Like, the ad is not waiting in line in like a fluorescent lit LCBO. And you're like, that's our liquor store for anyone who doesn't know. And like, you're like checking your phone and then you've got a bottle of Hennessy in your hand. Maybe there's an image of an ad out there like that, but not cool. You know, what's cool about Hennessy, sitting in a fucking suit in your leather chair with like a real log fire burning.
Yeah.
And the fire's twinkling off of your glass of cognac.
You're not an alcoholic.
That's dope. But like, I don't want an ad of me standing in line after like 4:15 going home to like drink alone.
Yeah.
That's not a good ad. I want to drink alone in that guy's place. I want to be that guy. They don't have to tell you that. They don't have to go through this whole rigmarole that I'm doing now to say, you don't want to stand in line at a fluorescent LCBO and you just want to get home and drink your Hennessy. You're like, yeah, so show me that. Like, no words, no nothing. They show you the climax of what it is to have Hennessy. And it's sitting in front of a fireplace.
Yeah.
But I think that has changed for sure, is that ads They're not wordy. They don't tell you a story.
No.
They give you the climax of what that product is supposed to be. It's like that guy said, he's like, I feel like when we get into, like with a new client in the dock, this guy was saying, and I think he's also the guy that, he's the surfer guy.
Yeah.
From Chiat Day. He was saying that when we, sign with a client and we start to develop an ad, we become absorbed completely by their business. Mm-hmm. We live, eat and breathe this stuff. And at the end of the day, I kind of feel like we know that company better than that company knows itself. Like you have to somehow peel away all the stupid fucking layers of mm-hmm. something. And you get to the essence of what that company is even doing. Mm-hmm. Like what do they give people when they exist? And to get to that nugget, I think that is really kind of how advertising is now. And I think that that's why Tesla doesn't advertise, is because they want to put on that they're like deeply embedded in their
world. Well, if you just have like a superior product, you don't need to. Like I know. Guess,
but they don't have a superior product. They just have the next product.
Don't they have like I don't know, like the best electric cars?
Yeah, but they're still fighting against gas cars.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
In their little niche, they might have a good product, but
I guess it'd be like saying like Apple's are the best computers, and you'd be like, hey, hold the fuck up.
Of course not.
Yeah.
Like they're really good and they do what they
do. Certain things.
Like, sometimes a different computer does other things better, but I think it's strange to see what advertising has become. Cause I think when I see traditional ads, like on YouTube, or that's really the only place that I see ads now. Cause I don't really do anything else. Prime Video. Not that like you start name dropping, but like, how do you pay for Prime and they still run ads? Isn't that fucked?
Yeah.
That's just a little gripe.
Hey, Disney Plus is shutting down.
Really?
Yeah.
Like totally. They're going to get rid of themselves.
Yeah.
What? Really?
Yeah, dude, I read a fucking article yesterday.
They want to get like butts back.
They're teaming up with Hulu because they're losing like fuck tons of money.
No shit. Huh.
So.
That's surprising.
The first thing that I thought was like, fuck, how am I going to watch The Simpsons? Because that's all I use Disney Plus for.
Right.
But then I was like, oh yeah, no, Haley has like all of the seasons on DVD. So I'll just, we have to go back to DVDs?
Yeah.
But
I did that like two years ago. I started buying DVDs.
They're not shutting Disney Plus down. They're merging it with Hulu. So it'll be like Disney Plus / Hulu.
Yeah, but it's not their like separate thing. You don't think Disney wants to do shit on their own where they get all of the money? So now they're like,
fuck. I believe Disney probably owns Hulu.
Maybe.
They're just transferring everything over.
Yeah, just the article that I was reading. It was like they were losing shit tons of money. Hmm. And Bob Iger was like, hey, we gotta fix this.
Yeah.
He's the CEO.
We legally have to fix this.
I thought a lady was the CEO.
I think there's a woman who runs Coca-Cola.
No, there's a lady that ran Disney because there's a Simpsons episode or a South Park episode where they make fun of her. And I heard a story about Mandalorian, how the guy that did it, Jon Favreau, was gotten an argument with this lady that ran Disney because the lady didn't want to do it. And then Mandalorian blew up. Mm. And then they're like, hey, kick rocks, lady, because you weren't going to make this.
Oh, maybe there was like... And you, 6 or 7 years ago?
Yeah, I think so. I don't fucking know. Whatever.
Yeah,
who cares?
I don't follow this shit.
But advertising, like alcohol advertising, are stuff that like legit kills. Like, what do you think a fucking Raytheon commercial is? Because like you're selling missiles. So like what are you just like, look at all the cool shit that we have.
I don't think there is such a thing.
I mean, that'd be sick.
A Raytheon commercial?
Why not? Their heads, like how do they get fucking investors?
It's a private, they just lobby for just, sure.
Yeah.
They do like live human commercials. Yeah.
You're white and you got money.
Yeah.
You want a missile?
You just got a letter in the mail that says, be at like this a
Lockheed,
cliff ridge.
I swear I've seen Lockheed Martin commercials and like they fucking...
I'd be shocked.
Make missiles? Really?
I mean, like inter commercials. I can see like...
No, I think like for a career, like look at all the fuck... It's like military commercials. They're like, look at all the different. Sick shit you can... You're still fucking killing people.
Yeah, like they advertise. Well, they don't kill people. They just make the stuff...
They just make the killer?
To kill people,
Maybe go over there and shoot some stuff.
That's, the military makes the killer.
Yeah. Well, their ads are pretty sweet. It's like, look at all the adventure we can have.
Yeah. It's like Boy Scouts on guns.
Be all you can be.
Be all you can be.
Yeah. Be all you can be and kill all you can kill.
Yeah. That kind of propaganda, though, that's wild shit. Like,
what do you think, like, Chinese fucking military commercials are.
It's mandatory, so there's nothing.
Yeah. You must go. Ha ha. You're like, fuck.
You must go.
It's like an Israeli military commercial. They're like, are you 18 yet? And you're like, fuck.
Yeah. 3, 2, 1. Here's a gun.
These are the choices you have. None. Go. You're like, oh man, this is a powerful ad. Yeah. I was like,
let me list all the choices.
Yeah. Black page. I know you don't watch the Super Bowl at all, but like, did you ever watch the commercials for the Super Bowl?
Well, I've seen them like in like clip reels.
Yeah, and it's
stuff,
definitely like in our childhood, like Tyler and I's, it's gotten more popular. But I remember like the Budweiser. Like, do you remember the Budweiser commercial with
the frogs?
The frogs?
No.
You don't remember that? Dude, that was fucking huge. Mm. Like, Tyler and I could have went to fucking grade 7 and just been like, bad. And someone else would be like, why? And what, sir? So like, you'd be like, these kids, no fucking, this, like, it's so embedded.
The beer, like, I mean, Budweiser, I think, has all kinds of memorable ads. Like
the Clydesdale one.
Well, and the guy picking up the phone, talking to him, and he's like,
yeah, what's up? Yeah.
That was Bud?
Yeah.
And then Dylan Mulvaney.
But yeah, like, so that even made it into like Scary Movie. Like,
yeah.
That's the only place I know it from. Yeah. I thought that they just did
so it. So imagine that you're fucking writing ad copy and they're like, ah, these fucking idiots are going to, what's up? And then you're watching this movie with your kids and you're like, what the fuck? Yeah. Like, that's from something like I injected into pop culture.
I thought of that.
That's like the one guy that said that like when you have millions of people, they're looking at that. That's something that you did that they might not know that you did it, but you know you did it, and you're like, fuck, I just, I did that.
Yeah. The structure of advertising has changed to, maybe literally, like the infrastructure of how you advertise has changed, and that it's not just print or radio or TV. Now advertising exists in the form of like influencers.
Yeah.
Like product placement.
Yeah. Oh, those are the best ones.
Those are dirty. I know that you
they're dirty, but they're awesome. When it was like, I only wear cotton hats. And you're like, what the fuck is this person doing?
Yeah.
Like, they're great.
They're,
I love the comedians, because comedians are read ad copy and they don't really give a shit. And they're like, you're literally pissing away money. But you're like, I don't give a fuck about fucking Ford. Like, fuck. I drove a Ford when I was younger and it was a piece of shit. All right, that's my Ford commercial. Like, Ford's going to be like, no, we're not giving you money.
Yeah.
So, like, that's hilarious just to be like, fuck off.
Comedy podcast ad reads are the fucking best.
Ari's were the best, man. Ari went on, like, a 5-minute rant about on Blue Chew. If you want to, like, get your dog a boner, just give him Blue Chew. And Blue Chew was like, you need to delete this.
No.
And he's like, no, I'm not. Like,
drop me. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, I don't care.
You paid me the last 10 times. I don't need your money now.
Yeah, but, whatever.
Yeah.
Like, do you think I'm serious?
Yeah, like how advertising has changed. It used to be like catchy billboards or like shocking radio ads.
Yeah, like the Volkswagen thing when it was just a little car and like think big or think small.
Yeah.
Don't think Hitler. And you're like, yeah, okay. I mean, whoever marketed that like 20, 30 years after the war, that like that's the car that guy directly, I think, influenced to make.
Yeah.
And you're selling that car.
Yeah.
Like that would just be like, hey, come and buy a Tiger tank. It only blew up fucking these kids that were in Connecticut.
It's great for construction.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Farm your fields. It's reliable. Yeah. And you're like, that's the thing.
This used to farm killing fields. Now it farms cornfields.
Oh, are those Volkswagens made in North America? They're like, no, they're made in the old factories. Like, fuck.
In the old factories in the old country.
Who the fuck? How did you sell these? And they blew up. Like, that's crazy.
Yeah. But advertising now, like, it's what Tyler's doing. Tyler's on his phone.
Mm-hmm.
But that's exactly how it has changed, is that there's, instead of there just being print, radio, and television, now there's another medium. It's it's the internet with your device, but it's not even really, it is the internet, really, because the internet can be gotten on now many devices. Phones, tablets, computers, whatnot.
But even like with that, the traditional media that like, okay, I'm turning on TV or I'm turning on the radio. I'm expecting, like, I might not like ads, but I'm expecting to run into them.
Yeah.
But then just to be like in everyday world, like if the three of us were to go out for a walk and he'd be like, did you guys want this ad in your face? Or like, what the
fuck? On a billboard?
So, yeah. Or like a bus goes by, or like in a big city with someone that like has the ad on them and they're like, buy fucking TVs. And you're like, dude, what the fuck? Like, This is weird.
So yeah. A good example of intrusive advertising, you guys don't watch hockey.
Yeah. Ultimately, that is what it is, right? It's intrusive advertising, and they it's designed to make you keep scrolling.
Well, on your phone. When you're watching a hockey game on TV now,
I've seen this recently.
They have digital ad boards.
That
aren't real in the arena.
Yeah, they're just white.
They're stationary. They have ads on them.
Okay.
Yeah.
But when you're watching on TV, they change and they're animated. Mm. So when you're fucking watching this hockey game, like the best example is, I think it was last year, I was watching a game and there's an ad for, I think it was Coho Tires. And I can remember it, which is...
I will never buy a fucking Coho tire.
Which is great for the advertisers.
Yeah.
But so the puck was going in, if anyone knows hockey.
Yeah.
A hockey puck is a black piece of rubber.
Yeah.
It's a Canadian podcast. I think everyone knows
going
what hockey
down
is.
On... a white sheet of ice.
Yeah.
Well, this advertisement was a black tire rolling around the back. So like
around the whole back of the net, like
yeah, the boards. So
imagine the players could see that. They'd be like, "Where the fuck's the puck?"
Yeah. So
it's huge.
So you're trying to watch the play, and then this fucking huge black tire just rolls around the boards.
That's just bad design.
Super distracting.
Yeah.
But even now, like. And sometimes they'll glitch and the ads will go over the player. So it's covering the play.
Yeah. It's like, it's like a video game glitch. It's fucking weird, man.
Yeah.
Huh. I accidentally watched a hockey game recently.
Yeah.
And I noticed,
like, wait, what is this?
I noticed these digital ads. I'm like, what? Like that? Like, I know for sure that that used to be like a Subway billboard on the side of that thing. And now it's like Pennzoil.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck is going on here? And then it occurred to me that these are augmented reality ads. Like,
in the World Series. So I think it was the stadium in Texas. So when you're...
There's an ad on the ball?
No. So when the camera is showing the pitcher pitching and you can see the batter and the umpire and the catcher and behind them, is the stands.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they added in walls. So they covered up fans to make an ad. So like,
no.
Yeah.
They just put like a box over the seat so that it wouldn't, like you can't sit there.
No, they put an augmented reality wall.
So the fans can still see, but if you're on TV.
Yeah.
Right. It covers the fans up.
Yeah.
Oh, so, I see. I don't give a fuck about fans.
There wasn't
money.
There wasn't room for an ad there.
Right.
So they built a digital wall.
Right.
It's not like they have a huge fucking field of grass that you could do whatever in, but okay.
And superimposed it on the broadcast.
Holy shit. Yeah.
What's that hockey tournament that's played around Christmas where they have like the cars?
World Juniors?
Yeah, well, in the corner. No, the Worlds where they have
World
that.
Juniors
like,
is around Christmas.
Okay, well, there's some European tournament where they have a fucking.
World Juniors is in Canada, US, like.
Okay, anyways, there's this tournament where one of the ads is like they put a car like
I think that's right beside, just European hockey.
Yeah, that's hilarious because you're like you're just giving up seats to have a full size car right beside, like that's fucking weird.
You
and
know
hockey is
ad?
Like too small of a space to have ads like all over the place like you're saying.
Yeah. A great ad I think for like Volkswagen or whoever wants to have like a good winter car for Canada. Have it tow a Zamboni machine when, like, you want to clear the ice on an NHL game.
Oh, man.
Get it to tow the machine. Like,
wouldn't work.
Why not?
It just wouldn't work.
That's great snow tires. Coho.
Wouldn't work.
There you go. Coho, call me. We'll work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We could try.
Yeah. Those intrusive ads are, they are something else. Most of the time, I hope I'm not the exception, but I deliberately don't buy things that I have, like, pushy bullshit advertising.
Yeah.
I fucking hate it.
Dude, I fuck with the algorithm on YouTube all the time and be like, this ad's offensive. And it's like a
Tide, I do that every fucking time.
A Tide ad. And you're like, this is too sexual. And I just want them to be like, what the fuck is going on?
I always click like, stop seeing this ad. And then it's like, why did you want to stop seeing this ad?
I was deeply offended.
It's inappropriate.
Yeah.
Every fucking time. They're like, what's wrong with this ad?
Yeah.
Who are we offending?
Yeah.
Yeah. I do the same thing. I want white rice to fucking advertise me shit. I want just a white page that says,
oh, hey, Uncle Ben.
Like, why has it got to be white and black? Why can't it be black and white?
Yeah. You
sons of bitches.
So I have picked our documentary for next week.
Okay. I'm glad we're moving on because I could rant about this bullshit all day.
I think we should watch both of them. There are two.
Oh, are they like deeply connected or are they basically?
Yeah, I think.
There is not a sequel.
It's a sequel, kind of.
Ooh. Oh, okay. What are we doing?
So it's called Life in a Day. Do you know about this?
I think so. I think this is pretty recent, like 2017, 2018.
First one came out in 2011. The other one came out in 2021.
Okay, maybe I'm thinking of the second one. Yeah, they set up like a whole bunch of camera crews to film. Like they all started filming at the same time.
They just asked people to send in video.
Oh, really?
Of their day.
Oh, this is a different doc.
So, I was thinking of. So this was just people all over the world. I think I read 192 countries.
That's like all the countries except one.
Yeah.
North Korea.
I think there's 196 actually.
Oh, except four.
Are we counting like the cool ones? Like
Transnistria, and North Korea.
Those cool, awesome places?
Yeah. So
Guantanamo Bay.
Producers asked people to.
It's America, baby.
So the first one was July 24th, 2010.
Cuba.
And the next one was July 25th, 2020.
Cool.
So the second one's kind of like right in the middle of COVID.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, just as it was getting bad.
Yeah. Yeah. Because it started in March 2020.
So they asked people to just film themselves for a whole day.
Just go crazy in your house.
I feel like they had like 45,000 hours of.
I want to see some Wuhan footage.
Yeah, 80,000 submissions, 4,500 hours of footage from 192 countries.
Imagine you did like a wild day and then they're like, we cut you out of it.
Yeah, that's not possible.
My fucking parents died.
This is the funeral.
I had to put my cat down in the morning and they're like, you know.
Yeah, we don't want that kind of shit.
This guy lives in Fallujah. You're like, that's pretty crazy.
That raises a really good question about this doc then. Is that like, what did they cut? Why did they cut it?
And then the...
Like the doc that you get at the end of the day is completely chosen.
Some fucking white supremacist, you're just getting stoked. He's like, I'm going to have a sick rally coming up tonight.
But yeah, turn your cameras on, boy.
The second one had over 300,000 videos from 192 countries.
It's not just and like everyone's super at home. Quick cuts, right? Like,
hi, bam, my bam, name bam, is...
There's no way. I'm bailing it.
Ridley Scott produced the second one.
Neat. Fuck, he is on a roll. He does cool shit.
He does do cool shit.
Man, oh man.
I watched a cool interview with him about his new movie.
We should watch the new Napoleon documentary coming out.
About what?
It's not a documentary.
Pretty sure it is.
Pretty sure it's not.
It's Ridley Scott. He does a good job.
They had cameras back then.
Yeah.
Hey, there's a shot and you know in the trailer when the British are going across the frozen lake and he's like, just wait, just wait.
Mm-hmm.
That's the same forest that he shot the opening scene of Gladiator.
Oh.
When he's looking out and then like the valley.
Oh, I've never seen Gladiator.
What?
Great movie.
Maybe I'll watch it tonight.
You're not fucking with me.
No, I've never seen it.
Put that fucking microphone down and leave. Get out of here. Yeah, it's a good movie.
So cool. Ridley's
Joaquin, bro. Joaquin.
Ridley and Tony Scott.
He was in Gladiator as well?
Yeah, dude.
What?
Hey, any great movie, you're like, was Joaquin, like, okay, he was in it? Cool.
Mm.
Ridley and Tony Scott both were executive producers on the first one as well.
Who's Tony, his brother?
Cool. Yeah.
Joaquin Phoenix was in a movie with Jack Black and a couple of other people called, John Won't Get Far on Foot, and he's like an alcoholic who's in a wheelchair.
I don't know.
Yeah.
It's probably good.
It looks great.
I've never really seen anything from him, and I was like, fuck this movie.
Yeah.
Like, the Joker, I was like, this is amazing, and this is weird, and I think... Might actually kill people.
Yeah.
This is weird.
Number two's being shot right now or coming out soon.
There's a second one?
Yeah.
Cool.
That's cool.
Yeah. I really want to see Beau is Afraid.
That looks good. Oh, yeah.
Super cool.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So we will be back next week with Life in a Day 2011 and 2020.
Three dudes in a dock in a day.
Okay. Woo! Thanks for listening, everyone.
Peace.